Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As the conflict in Gaza grinds on, supporters on both sides in Massachusetts are expressing their solidarity with both Palestinians and Israelis. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports on two rallies in the Boston area, both of which called for a speedy resolution and for peace.
That's what hundreds of people heard at the start of a rally at the Temple Mishkan Tefillah. A sign of solidarity with Israel.
Ladies and gentlemen, if that siren was real, we'd have 40 seconds to take cover from a rocket fired from Hopkinton toward Chestnut Hill. 40 seconds.
Jeremy Burton, the executive director of the Jewish Community Relations Council, says there are no easy answers into how to solve a conflict that's effectively been going on since the 1960s.
What would you do? What would I do? I don't know. I know I wouldn't tolerate my country being under attack like this.
But Burton does know that he and the more than 700 who attended want to send a message of support to those in southern Israel facing the prospect of rocket attacks from Gaza. There's also support in Boston for the Palestinian side.
Free Palestine!
About 200 people gathered in Copley Square as a sign of solidarity for Palestinian civilians, calling for Israel to end military action in Gaza. Labib Nasir, a Palestinian from Jerusalem, says he's angry with Israel, but also angry with the United States government, which provides billions of dollars in military assistance to Israel.
Most Americans have a very limited view about it. I'm 100% confident Americans, had they know the truth and seen the truth, they would not stand for this.
And Nasir points out almost all the casualties have been on the Palestinian side. Most of them civilians. But Combined Jewish Philanthropies President Barry Schrag, who just returned from Israel yesterday, blames Hamas for rejecting two ceasefires.
Just Google the Hamas charter. The Hamas charter is crystal clear, and it's not a joke. It's a deep religious faith that Israel must be destroyed.
Demonstrators on both sides in Boston agree on one thing, that the fighting needs to stop. Neither side is optimistic, though, that any long-lasting peace can come in the near future. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.